New Mexico offers stunning ski slopes and high desert vistas. You can see them in the state's tourism campaign called New Mexico True. But it is also true that New Mexico has the highest child poverty rate in the nation. That has prompted an advocacy group to create a parody campaign called New Mexico Truth. From member station KUNM in Albuquerque, Megan Kamrick reports.
You may have seen these ads about New Mexico. Clouds flit over granite cliffs.
True or false?
Native Americans dance on a mesa.
A vacation isn't so much a break from the day-to-day as it is a reminder of what those days should be.
Children make strands of chili peppers and frolic at White Sands National Monument.
New Mexico. True.
But recently, new ads started running, and one also shows children and chili. But they have a very different message.
This is New Mexico, where we celebrate our unique cuisine and turn a blind eye to our hungry children.
New Mexico Truth.
New Mexico Truth.
This parody was created by Alan Sanchez.
In New Mexico, we have an epidemic.
Sanchez runs a Catholic children's organization with the biggest home visiting program in the state.
So if you imagine a pot, and while the pot is being formed, while that clay is wet, that's like the child's brain as it's spinning and they're forming that clay. But in New Mexico, before that clay can harden, we like to poke holes in it. So imagine this beautiful pot, holes being poked in it. Those are adverse childhood experiences.
These experiences include poverty. Many experts see early childhood education, like home visiting and pre-kindergarten, as the remedy. That's why Sanchez is pushing to increase early childhood programs.
How can we live knowing that this is the state that has the highest rate of children in poverty, the third highest in hunger, the worst graduation rate? All of this is connected. And if we do nothing, then we're failing, and we're failing ourselves.
The parody campaign hits Monique Jacobson on two fronts.
I found it to be heartbreaking.
She was the tourism secretary when the New Mexico True campaign was created. And now Jacobson runs the state's child welfare agency.
I do think it's critical that we draw attention to what's going on with our children and our families here in New Mexico. But I think there's a way to do it that's actionable and that's positive. And unfortunately, I think they did it in a way that was destructive and divisive.
Jacobson was tasked with turning around an agency facing high staff turnover and a string of high-profile child abuse cases. It's a job made even tougher, she says, by an anemic state budget gutted by plummeting oil and gas revenues.
It's critical that we find ways to diversify our economy here in New Mexico. And that's something that the tourism industry, particularly the New Mexico True campaign, has had incredible success doing.
No one's happy about the status of New Mexico's children. In fact, state lawmakers have steadily increased funding for early childhood programs.
Is it enough? It may not be.
Rachel Gudgel is the director of the state's Legislative Education Study Committee.
Are we being thoughtful and are we really trying to prioritize those programs? Absolutely.
But that funding isn't enough, say critics like Alan Sanchez, who created the parody campaign. He says too much money has gone to tax cuts and to tax credits for industries that haven't helped the state's economy. So he plans to keep up the pressure.
New Mexico Truth is just getting started.
Sanchez says he'll roll out another series of ads this summer. For NPR News, I'm Megan Kamrick in Albuquerque.